You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.
So can I get you gentlemen something more to drink? Or maybe something to nibble on? Some pizza shooters, shrimp poppers, or extreme fajitas?
It's the Lunchtime Show with Bill and Jason, live from the Mulberry Food Court.
I said lunch, that lunch!
It's the Lunchtime Show, Wednesday, or should I say Bionic Wednesday, Bill?
You're killing me.
Every time I turn on NBC, they're like, Wednesday is Bionic Wednesday. What the hell does that mean?
I mean, it's one show.
You want to know what's funny is I was watching the Today Show. I'll have it on as I'm trying to get my daughter ready for school, and they're talking about... In reference to Bionic Wednesday, they're showing people with real-life artificial limbs. So they're trying to tie it into real-life stories, human stories. So there's the real bionic people in the world. But they don't have nanobots in their blood system, though.
See, that sucks.
See, they really need to perfect that. Just inject some nanobots in your system, you're good to go. You have super strength, you can jump rooftops, you can hang out with Miguel Ferrer.
Didn't they perfect that with Jake 2.0?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Is it Miguel Ferrar or Ferrer?
Ferrar, I think.
Oh, okay. I've never known how to say that.
Ferrer's just as good.
Miguel Ferrar. You know what? It's Bionic Wednesday, Bill, and it's a very exciting day because finally Swanee was right.
He was?
How I love you, Swanee. Today, DirecTV launched, finally, some HD channels, some new ones.
Really?
Yeah. Are you excited about that?
Oh, yeah.
For instance...
Horribly excited.
A&E HD?
Oh, boy, I can watch edited versions of The Sopranos.
Now, let me ask you that. Does that mean now those Sopranos will be in stretched HD... They're actually standard def, or are they going to show them in high definition?
I doubt they'll show them in high
definition. Oh, man, that really good show about news guys. Or, no, Ad Men. What is that show called?
Mad Men.
Mad Men. Is that going to be in HD? Because that, I'm there.
Yeah, they shoot that in HD, I think.
That's going to be great. And I hope that they... something like this where a channel goes HD, it's just like, hey, guys, let's start doing better shows. That's what I hope, anyway. I don't think.
Well, yeah, because
I don't think
you don't
want to
just look good. You want to have something that's entertaining on.
Yeah, another channel, Animal Planet HD. That's pretty exciting. You get to watch that dog show in HD.
What dog show?
Don't they have the Westminster on that channel?
Oh yeah.
See
but
them
that's,
cup the
that's
dogs.
Pretty much it.
Unit. Well, no, don't they have that? God, what are those things called? Those little animal guys, and The Hobbit does it. Damn it! I can't remember!
Zumbafu? I don't know.
Zumafu? Zabumafu? Oh my god, I've watched that with my dog. Zabumafu! Yeah. The Krat Brothers. I love those guys. But no, I'm talking about the little guys who stand up on their hind legs and they're a family and they live in the dirt and
Samwise Gamgee.
Meerkat Manor. Why couldn't I remember that? Jeez. But
is that Animal Planet?
Is it? I think it is.
Yeah, but I don't think they shoot that in HD. They might, but who knows?
I think one thing that's great about high def, forget just entertainment. We're talking documentary type stuff, like on the Discovery Channel, stuff like that. You know when I'm screaming, Jack?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a thing on Shark Week on the Discovery Theater channel where it was all about those sharks that breach the water.
And yeah,
that was so friggin' awesome. That's why you need HD right there for horrifying stuff like that. But let's see what else.
Yeah, that was cool whenever on... they also did that on that planet Earth where they slowed it down. And
that is too cool. It's so awesome. That's what's great about HD, stuff like that. But let's see what else they launched. CNN HD.
Oh, boy. I want to see the news of the world in high def and be even more depressed.
What about the Big Ten Network? Is that college football channel?
Yeah, that's all college football. And it's not just college football. It's the Big Ten. That's it.
Oh, just the Big Ten. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, History Channel's pretty cool because they'll show some cool stuff on there.
I watch that.
I'm wondering if a lot of shows on these channels were shot in high def, but they had to air it in standard def. And that way they already have a lot of material to show in HD.
I would hope, because it would be a waste of bandwidth.
Let's see, they launched TLC, the learning channel.
In high def?
Yeah.
I don't know. There might be a couple things on there. I don't know if that Genevieve Gorder is still on Trading Spaces. If she is, I'd watch it because she's hot.
I never watched that show. I love the British changing rooms. Open your eyes.
Sophisticated.
Yeah, that's what I love. They go, open your eyes. Oh, they would just do it. You did such a good job. The best thing about those shows is when they don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not happy.
There was an episode of Trading Spaces where a woman actually had to excuse herself.
Oh, my God.
And the guy was like, this shit ain't gonna do. It was so great.
Now, what is the Science Channel? Is that a Discovery Channel?
Yeah, that's an offshoot of the Discovery Channel.
Oh, okay.
You know how they have Discovery Health, the Science.
Right. Now, what's the Smithsonian Channel? That sounds pretty culturally significant.
The Smithsonian Channel. Huh. I've never heard of it. So this is new to me. I guess it would just be everything in a museum channel?
Just with that title, it just sounds like we're going to see some incredible HD there, doesn't it?
Ooh, the Smithsonian Channel.
Hey, it's like, hey, did you guys watch Bionic Woman last night? We don't watch that. We watch the Smithsonian Channel. Sorry. TBS HD, what is that, Friends and Stretched HD, maybe?
Seinfeld?
Yeah. The Weather Channel HD.
Oh, boy. That's whenever you want to really know that your weather is true. It's
you know what's cool, Bill?
Clarity.
In this month of September, NBC, our local news, has gone HD, and CBS. So we have three new daily news shows in high def.
And they're scary.
And you know what? CBS looks the best.
Yeah, I think it has to do with cameras and certain compression equipment. Sometimes some channels just don't have very good equipment.
Well,
like they cheapskate out on it. So.
NBC has HD cameras in the studio, but when they go out to the field or they show a news story where they went out with a camera, it's standard def.
Yeah, that always annoys me, but I guess those cameras are more expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know.
At least CBS and ABC, the local news here, they use HD for everything. So that's really cool.
Yeah, here we only have one HD channel that, you know, in studio but not out on the field. And we have one that's going to be starting to broadcast here within the next month or so. But
that's cool. It's
neither
really
of them have very attractive anchors, so I think they need to fire some people.
Let's see, they launched some Showtime HDs, not just the main Showtime, but Showtime 2, Showtime West.
Showtime is actually, I think, the best pay channel for high def because they tell you when something is either up converted from, you know, a 480p source or if it's native resolution or, you know, and they don't stretch stuff that doesn't need to be stretched.
Right. You know what?
So,
they also tend to show everything in original aspect ratio where HBO,
which is very important,
cuts off the black bars. Like, yeah. Because movies for, I'm sure our listeners know, but when a movie is in scope, the, like, panorama, like Star Wars, if you watch it on your TV, even if it's a widescreen set, you're still going to see the black bars at the top and bottom. And HBO was good about showing Star Wars like that, but any other movie, like Poseidon or something, they're like, no, cut, zoom it in. Lock off those black bars. We don't want to see that. And you're seeing not what the director intended.
No, and, you know, I don't mind King Kong on HBO HD because it's open frame, so there's actually more picture.
Yeah, I've heard they do that, too.
It's not what the director intended, but right. It, you know, it's okay. And sometimes with those open frame films, it, you know, that you sometimes see things that you shouldn't see.
Yeah,
like a boom mic or something.
Wouldn't it be crazy to watch Star Wars like that and you see boom mics and stuff? George Lucas would never allow that.
No.
But also the final channel. What they did the Stars channels, but I don't have Stars, so I don't care. But they have Versus, which shows the NHL games.
And you've been hard up for this ever since you went HD.
Oh, that is sweet. There's nothing worse than when you are doing, you're waiting for the NHL game to come on, and DirecTV says it's going to be in HD, and then you turn it on, and it's in standard def.
Standard def. Nothing worse than that pillar box and that horrible, grainy, blurry picture.
I know. Let's give a shout-out to the chat room. Hey, guys, nimchat.com. If you're listening, you want to join us. We got Redler from the Hellcast show. Hellcast.
Who was asking many questions.
The evil Hellcast.
Should we announce who we are again?
Oh, yeah. For our audience, I am Jason. The J-Strom from Nowhere in Mulberry, and Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. But at lunchtime,
yes,
we're just we're Bill and Jason at lunch because we're not ready to be our, you know,
alter egos.
Yeah, our alter egos. Also, who else we got in there? Who's hiding in there?
I saw Credo in there before, but I think he had to log out.
Credo and 24 frames. You know what's funny, Bill, is I got in, as you remember on Nowhere in Mulberry Friday, Credo kind of said some stuff about Mick McCart, our buddy with Lost in Mulberry, saying that he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, Mick's got a rebuttal for that we're going to air on the Friday show, and apparently... I don't know what Credo knows about this, but he's got some things to say about that.
That's going to be interesting.
I can't wait to hear. He's like, I can't wait for Friday.
Now, is this going to be a recorded rebuttal, or is he going to...
Remember yesterday's show when somebody kept trying to call in? That was Mick trying to call in.
Oh.
And I think I've got all that settled now with the phone lines.
Because you upgraded...
Well, here's the thing. I upgraded, but I had the settings the way they were supposed to be, where it is do not block anyone, right?
Okay.
And I was like, I don't get it. Why is it like this? So here's what I did. I checked the box block.
Yeah.
Then I hit apply. Then I did it again, unblock and apply, and it seemed to work then.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. It's some kind of weird like reboot or something. I don't know what's going on. But, Bill, Rosie today in her blog.
Rosie?
Rosie. Oh,
that's my favorite fat lesbian.
I love her. She has great cruises. Not that I'd know. Just because I have HBO, guys. That's all I'm saying, okay?
I go on her cruises all the time. But, you know, I just act like I'm a lonely, depressed gay man or something. Like, ooh. Because they're very nice. You can see show tunes who am I kidding?
Well,
I can't stand
they
her.
Talked about on The View that their ratings are 15% up than when Rosie was there. So Rosie, she issued a release about this, saying that actually the ratings aren't as good as when she was on there. They may say that they're 15% more, Bill, but she's saying actually their younger audience, like, I don't know, 18 to 20-something, dropped, and the older audience rose. So actually the ratings are down, not up.
Well, you know, who cares? Really, honey, let it go. You're gone. You're not on it anymore.
I know it's sad.
Do whatever you lesbians do and you know, leave us alone.
Credo in the chat room. No, you didn't say anything bad about Mick. What Mick is talking about is basically you said Mick's got a girlfriend now. I don't know if we're going to be doing Lost in Mulberry. I haven't heard from him. That's what he's talking about. He didn't say you said anything bad. I'm sure he would have called you in person and said, look, dude, but...
Yeah, he wouldn't turn it into a bit, Credo.
It's all very playful, so it's okay,
Credo. He's not going to kill your cat or anything.
Everything's all right. Smooth things over. We love you guys. LostInMulberry.com.
Yes, Rattler, we actually read Rosie because she's an important voice in our society. A very loud... irritating.
Yeah, just so you guys know, if you go someplace like TVSquad.com, they look at those places so you don't have to tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they have this really hot chick named Bridget that does like daily synopsis, but she's horribly irritating and she edits her videos like Michael Bay. So don't watch them.
Really?
Yeah, she's really irritating.
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that is pretty annoying.
Well, it's like she'll say something for like a punchline, and then it'll cut, and she'll make a face, and then cut back, and it's just really hacky. Like, honey, you're not a filmmaker. Just give your, you know, supposedly clever commentary and leave us alone.
That's so
you're
weird.
You're hot. Wait, it's like hot girls think they're automatically entitled to be clever or something, and they're just...
Ask you this. Does she get paid for doing that blog? Because I could do a much better one, and you could give me some money. But I guess I'm not a hot chick.
Yeah, though. I would do that.
If I was a hot chick, I'd definitely do that.
Yeah. Oh, Redler's asking if I'm lesbophobic. Only ugly ones. if they're hot and they're kissing, then terrific.
Now, Bill...
If they're not... I don't want anything to do with it.
Before we go any further, I got to say that yesterday you got Halo 3 in the mail. Have you had time to play it yet?
Yeah, I've been having computer issues. My main system's been down, and I had to get a new motherboard and everything. So I was working on that most of the day, and I got a chance to play Halo while I was reinstalling Windows. So I played through the first mission, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it's very similar to Halo 2,
uh-huh.
But there's some added things that are very cool. And plus, it's in high def, and it's a great game. There's some really cool new features that called, like, the Forge, where you can build your own battlegrounds, and you can actually record things and then pause them and go in, like, a 360 view of the camera and... It's really cool. There are some cool videos of it online of people doing that sort of stuff. But
now the guys who do Red versus Blue, are every time a new Halo game comes out, they're like, yes, we can expand.
I think they retired. It's over. That series is over.
They don't do Red versus Blue anymore?
No.
It's done. Maybe they'll bring it back.
I doubt it. They've got so many more things that they're working on that aren't as good as that. And plus, Red vs. Blue kind of sucked after the second season. Then they were just kind of grabbing it, you know, things to do.
So you sent me that first season. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. The first and second season are absolutely hilarious.
I mean, you can't watch it all at once in one sitting. If you just spread it out, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
Now, Bill, I promised Steven we'd give him a call. Actually, I told him we'd bother him. And let's go ahead and bother him real quick while he's on his lunch break, before his lunch break's over. Let's just see where he's at. Let's try to guess where he's at. What do you think he's at?
How do we even know if he's on his lunch break, see?
He told me. The art of text messaging.
Oh.
Let's guess. I'm going to guess that he's in L.A., Los Angeles. What do you got?
No, I'm going to say he's in Utah or... No. Denver. He's in Colorado.
Okay, let's check. Let's see if he answers.
All right.
So, Bill, how's your day going?
Oh,
as I figure this out. Just talk me through this. Oh, here we go. There's just a little... We're in the cantina. Will he answer?
Hello?
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 Hey,
Steven, you're on the Lunchtime Show with Bill and Jason.
What's happening, guys?
We miss you.
Steven!
I'm out here in Utah, about to eat some food.
So. Oh, you're in Utah. Oh. We tried to guess where you were at, and that was Bill's first guess.
I'm sorry. I screwed up the game.
No, we were trying to guess where you were, so you gave us the answer. I said you were in Utah, but then I said you were in Colorado, so I guess I don't win.
You should have stuck with the first one. And for our audience, this is Steven, the pop culture zealot.
How's it going, everyone? Hope you're enjoying the show so far.
Oh,
he's a traveler.
Yeah, Steven's a traveler. He goes around conning people out of their money.
Yep.
I'm a carny.
A carny. So what's the weather out like there? Is it beautiful?
It's actually starting to turn cold.
Really?
They had snow this past weekend.
In Mormon country.
Yes.
Have you bought any magical underwear yet?
Not yet. I haven't been able to buy any.
You need to go to the Church of Latter-day Saints gift shop and buy some magical underwear.
Do they sell it in the gift shop? Get a box of seeing stones while you're there?
Yeah. And you could write your own Bible. The Book of Stephen.
Bring some back for us. We're going to actually start selling Nowhere in Mulberry magic underwear.
Nice.
I want to see what y'all's Bible sounds like when y'all hear the stones. Everybody's going to have a different story.
I'm going to look into the hat and say it, and Jason will write it down, and then he'll do it too. And then we'll compare.
Sweet.
We're going to have Joseph Smith's bless all of our items in our gift shop, too, by the way. Oh, wait, he's dead.
And then we're going to start a church, and then we're going to turn it into a cult, and then we're going to get really rich.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how much is the entry into this cult?
Your first method of auditing is going to be $5,000, and then it raises to $10,000, and then each course on your bridge to total freedom is going to cost $15,000.
And here's the genius thing. All of the e-meter and stuff, Cafe Press handles that.
Yep. we're gonna have it so that it's an automatic e-meter so that you can actually talk to it, and it'll tell you to repeat your situations again. So you don't need another person there. You just need to give us $10,000 and then you can do it yourself.
Well, I think I'm going to get rid of the clay table. I'm going to bring in a 100% pure beef table.
Ooh, nice. Like it.
You know what? I'm thinking about getting those gigantic Euro meat spits, you know, those lamb meat things that you get in your gyros.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have that as
one of those joints.
Like, I'm going to have people spin those and then put their hands on them and make something out of them. And that'll be their clay table. So it'll be like a lamb meat table. Yes.
Now, Steven, what are you eating for lunch today? This is a lunchtime show. What you having for lunch?
We're going to this Mexican eatery called Beto's.
Philo here. Beto's?
Philo Beto's.
Philo Beto's.
Can you say hi to Clyde?
How sweet would that be if there was a Philo Beto restaurant with all the movie memorabilia?
And then you could have the biker gang, and they would be all with people.
Remember that sound? Whenever they showed the motorcycle gang, they'd play that same...
That was great.
Yeah, they got a orangutan in the kitchen cooking fries.
I'll always love that waitress. She was like, "You want to walk? You want to talk? Take a walk. You want to eat? Take a seat." Ah, oh, gotta love it. What the hell are we even talking about? This is the Lunchtime Show, Steven. We just talk about anything.
Well, I suppose we should probably
what's lunch
eat.
Like for you guys?
Lunch is delicious. I'm having a pre-lunch, actually, chocolate chip cookie. And then I'm going to have lunch.
A fruit salad.
A fruit salad, nice.
Yeah, I told you yesterday I'm on a diet.
Yeah, I remember that. But fruit salad's good, so sounds good to me.
Yeah, I put a little mint and honey in it, so it's really nice.
What beverage do you have?
Water.
I have another Gravitas Dark Ale.
Gravitas. Yeah, that's our other thing. We're going to start a new religion, and we're going to sell Gravitas beer, and we're going to get Kiefer Sutherland to promote it, because he's been arrested 4 times for DUI.
God, 4 times?
Yeah, this past week was his 4th time.
Hey, now, so
speaking of lunchtime here, we're about to drive by in, guess what, Salt Lake City, the original Kentucky Fried Chicken, the very first one.
Wow.
Colonel Sanders Kentucky, a Mormon?
Yeah, is the Colonel a Mormon, Steven?
Yes.
That's what makes the chicken so good and addictive. It's the people cook it with magical underwear on.
At least we know there's no caffeine in anything when we eat there, right?
Right. Everybody here sells the decaffeinated root beer, so...
Really?
What about Pepsi-free? Pepsi-free and all that stuff?
Oh, man, I bet Sprite is a huge hit in Utah.
Oh, yeah, and because it doesn't have any coloring in it. They don't like anything artificial.
Yeah. Now, Steven, how many wives you planning on taking on while you're there?
As many... Well, I got hotel. We can fill the whole thing up, you know.
Nice. Really? I just want to take Bill Pullman's wives. I like them.
Bill Paxton.
Pullman, Paxton, same guy.
You know what's funny is those guys always say they get asked that. Are you Bill Pullman? No, I'm Bill Paxton. And Bill Pullman always gets asked, are you Bill Paxton? I want to see those guys in a movie together.
That would be so confusing.
It's like I said, I want Bill Pullman in a movie, Bill Paxton, Keith David, and David Keith, all in the same movie.
Holy shit, that is like the ultimate.
And also get Renee Zellweger and Jewel and who else? Like all
anyone else with a sourpuss face.
Yeah, they all, so many of those actresses, I forget who it is, but Renee Zellweger, maybe it's Joey Lauren Adams. They all look similar and have all the women look similar.
Oh, and that chick in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, right. I got that squish face.
Yeah, they've got that, like, sourpuss, perpetual scowl.
Always squinting.
Hey,
like they can't read something.
Yeah. Speaking of Grey's Anatomy, tonight, Steven, that new show, Private Practice, premieres. Will you be watching that?
Yes.
That sounded believable.
I'm going to watch it with my pants around my ankle.
Whoa, what does that even mean?
I forgot to set that up on my new DVR's season pass thing.
Hey, Tim Daly, he's on the show. So
I kind of find that chick that's in it kind of hot.
The redhead?
That redhead, yeah.
Kate,
I don't know,
Walsh.
She's got kind of a man face, but she's hot.
Yeah, she's cute. But I'm more excited about Dirty Sexy Money tonight.
Yeah, I want to know about that man lady that's on there.
That's the best title of any show this fall. Dirty Sexy Money.
Filthy, stinky, dirty, sexy money man womans.
What? Now, is that part of the storyline or you're talking about real life?
I'm talking about real life, man. One of the women in it is a dude, or was a dude.
Well, because
I
see on the commercial, like, basically it's about Brian Krause of 6 Feet Under. He's a lawyer for this rich, spoiled family who's always in headlines and stuff. And one of the kids, one of the sons, is caught with a trainee. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I think this dude is actually, like, a dude.
A former man?
Yeah.
Hey, Steven, did you get to watch Reaper last night?
Oh, no, I didn't. I forgot. I hope you recorded that on TiVo for me.
I did. I thought it was really good. It was a lot of fun.
My power went out, and I, like, missed everything, so this morning I had to log on to the illegal BitTorrent sites.
Well, you know what?
Download.
It looked great in HD, and they show it again on Thursday night after Smallville. An all-new Smallville, Steven.
Oh, there.
Just a little bizarre. I mean, seriously.
I'm so ready for Bizarro Man.
Yeah. What the hell is that gonna?
With his crystal face, that's kind of like an upgrade.
And
like
also
ready for the Supergirl.
Yeah. Have you seen that commercial? Wow. Yeah.
You know, I don't understand why they didn't just make, like, why didn't they get a guy that looked like Tom Welling and had Down syndrome to be Bizarro Superman?
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Get the guy who played Quirky. He's just dressed exactly the same. Chris Burke. Did I just kill the ring?
In Beyond Thunderdome?
Oh, the little kid. Oh, Blaster. Master Blaster.
Yeah, Blaster. he had Down syndrome.
No, Chris
Burke. No, don't hurt him. He's got the mind of a child.
No. That's like the worst.
No, Blaster.
No, kill him, Blaster. Embargo on. Steven,
was
are
that
you
the dude that was Quirky?
No. That was the Australian version of Chris Burke.
Oh, okay.
We can dye Chris Burke's hair black and make him look like Tom Welling.
How sweet would that be if he is like, I'm Bizarro? It's like, you certainly are.
Why they do it?
You
I'm
sure
telling.
Are.
I know. That's so funny. Now, Steven, are you in the car with someone else?
No, we just pulled up, and I'm about to walk into the eatery.
All right, go get something to eat. We're keeping...
Yeah, get something to eat, buddy.
All right, well, it was good talking to you guys, and I hope you have fun the rest of the day, and I will see you on Friday.
All right, see you...
Friday Night Live.
Yes. Friday Night Lights is next week.
No, Friday Night Live.
Oh, I got you. You've given us the name Friday Night Live. I got you. Okay, Steven, have a good one. Screeching halt. Good time.
All right. Take it easy, guys. See you, Bill. See you, Jason.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hang up already, will ya? what a goofball.
I don't understand why. I've seen, Beyond Thunderdome God knows how many times. And for some reason, it never clicked in my head that he said Blaster. I always thought he said Lester or something. Like he called,
Master like he called Lester.
My real name. Like, don't touch Lester. I was like, I don't know why it never clicked in my mind that he said Blaster.
There are units. Master Blaster. One is the brains, one is the muscle.
But that always cracked me up that it was like a retard. And Mel Gibson's character is like, oh, my God, I almost killed a retard.
He's special. That shows the at heart who Max is. He doesn't kill innocent people.
He doesn't kill innocent people, but he does punch crazy women in the face.
Well, yeah, you got to. But also, my favorite part of The Road Warrior, I mean, it's like one of the greatest moments in cinema, period, is when the car's driving up on the side of the tanker, and that shot of him coming out with the double barrel shotgun, and then he shoots in the windshield. He goes,
yeah.
Then you see the feral kid goes, ha, 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 like he loves it. That's like one of the coolest shots ever in a movie.
Yeah, when are we going to get the original Mad Max? And, well, you know what? I think MGM owns that. So I don't think we'll ever get it on HD DVD, but we need Beyond Thunderdome just for the drops alone. That movie was like,
George
Miller dropped acid before he shot.
They have a really crappy DVD of that out.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's just no extras. It's like text stories you can read through by hitting the arrow button. Oh, let me read about them making this on my TV. Yeah, I'm not going to read that. Give us some video.
I want a commentary from Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Like, how heavy were those earrings?
Yeah, what the hell was that about? That's also, Beyond Thunderdome is directed by two people, George Miller and George Ogilvy.
Oh.
Hey, have you ever heard of George Ogilvy again?
No.
You know what's funny about George Miller is he's directing the Justice League of America movie, or Justice League.
I was hoping he would do it like how he did Happy Feet, like CGI'd, but I don't know, man. Live action, I don't think that would work well.
Wait, I thought he was doing it computerized, like Beowulf.
See, I thought he was doing it live action.
Huh. Unless there's a new development, I think he's doing it like Beowulf.
Oh, okay. Thank God. Because then you don't have to fight for,
And some
people that look like other people.
Right. Now, what he said was they're not going to have Brandon Routh or what's his face for Batman?
Christian Bale
for Batman. They're going to have different guys, which I think is great because those movies should stand on their own, and this should be a different entity entirely.
But you know what? They should get Tom Welling for Superman, and they should get the guy that played Batman in that. That short film shot by Boner, Batman versus aliens or Predator or whatever.
Oh, Radio Dan is telling us that it is going to be live action.
Boo.
Wow, that's going to be interesting. You know what they need to get is Wes from Road Warrior as Batman.
God, he's got a gigantic head now.
You can run, but you can't hide.
What about Maniac Cop, speaking of...
Oh,
big head.
Robert Zadar. That dude's got a hellacious brick jaw.
Man, I loved him in Soul Taker. Soul Taker!
Now, one thing is I heard they're trying to get Jessica Biel as Wonder Woman. Please, cast an unknown.
She has to be nude throughout. She needs to wear an invisible suit. So her big... gigantic.
Yeah, but see, here's what it comes down to. I'd rather see her in a porno, Bill. I don't want to see her play Wonder Woman in a Justice League movie. I'd rather them get a good actress for that. Anyone could start working out and get a nice buff body, okay? They need to cast someone who can act, and I don't think Jessica Biel can.
What about, who could really do that? Maybe Jennifer Garner?
Oh, she... You know who I... She might be too old by Hollywood standards. Not my standards, but Carla Gugino.
Oh, my.
She would be an incredible Wonder Woman.
Yeah, and she's kind of got that Linda Carter thing going on, too. So.
And also, Colby... Or is it Kobe Smulders? What the hell is her name on How I Met Your Mother? She's got a gorgeous face. She would make a great Wonder Woman. I think.
Don't know who... I'm trying to think of somebody else, but I think you're right. I think Carla Gugino would just kick ass.
Yeah, but they're probably like, oh, we want a more teen or younger. Jessica Biel, she's too young to be Wonder Woman. I don't know when the script is going to take place. Is it like the birth of the Justice League, or are they already established, or what's going on? But
I don't know. I bet you they won't have John Jones in it.
The Martian Manhunter. They might. And Green Lantern. And you never know. Are they going to have Hal Jordan, or are they going to have the black Green Lantern?
I don't know. I think they'll probably go for black because it's, mixing it up a little bit. But I like the black Green Lantern.
Yeah, so do I. But I just wonder, I grew up with Hal Jordan in the comic books, and then they made him go turn evil. He was killing all the other Green Lanterns.
Dumbest storyline ever.
I know! I was like, huh? My childhood heroes murdering all the other good guys and taking their rings? I don't think so. Bastards.
They tried to do that in one of the Justice League episodes.
Right. See, the thing is it doesn't feel like, hey, this is a natural progression of a story. It feels like a boardroom coming up with, hey, let's sell some comic books. You know what I mean? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Bill.
No, I was just, I'm just thinking about it because they always do that. DC always reboots something, Marvel always reboots something. It's just the natural progression.
And I guess they have to do it, I don't know. But they mess with the history of one of my favorite superheroes, so that kind of ticked me off. I didn't care when they killed Superman, though.
You know what? I didn't because I thought it was a joke, like they weren't really doing anything.
Yeah.
Like they were trying to be something cool, but just didn't.
It's almost like you can choose to ignore it if you want to, much like the Highlander sequels.
Oh, God. You can't ignore Highlander 2.
The Quickening! With, I don't even want to think about that. Yes, I can ignore it, damn it. Now,
it's
Bill,
great.
For our final 20 minutes or so, you want to take some phone calls if we have any while we're talking?
Sure. Do we have any?
I have no idea, but our phone number is 818-935-5132 if anyone wants to talk to us. And kill some time on the show. 818-935-5132. But I think George Miller will do a good job on the Justice League. I really do.
He's a good filmmaker. Even his, I think that Babe, Pig in the City is it's one of my all-time favorite movies. And I think it's probably one of the best, I can't really call it a child's movie because there's some serious peril in that movie.
It's a it's what you would call a family film because the whole family can enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, I just really love Babe Pig in the City. The first one's good, but Babe Pig in the City literally is one of my favorite all-time movies. I know it sounds crazy, it is.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I think it's a lot of fun. I think it's incredibly well made. That whole thing at the end where she's bouncing and stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, you can tell, like, George Miller just has such an active imagination, and the way he shot, like, the city in it, and, like, the claustrophobic feel, and the mixing of different cities, and, you know, it just was really cool. I really liked it a lot. It's a great movie.
Someone just called, and I wasn't paying attention, Bill, so call back. Foggy, you're supposed to be helping me with this. Sorry about that. I'm just listening to you, Bill. Sorry.
You know, I can be mesmerizing in my
pocket. Do you think that Beowulf's going to be any good?
I'm going to reserve judgment because I think it might be really good.
They sure do like playing that music, though, don't they?
Oh, the 28 Days Later music?
Hello? Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, yes. Welcome to the Lunchtime Show.
Hi, this is Brock.
Hey, Brock. How's it going, Brock?
It's going really well. Thanks, guys. I just listened to the show and thought you guys said call in, so I thought I'd call in and say hello.
Yeah, where you been, man? We haven't seen you on the boards or anything like that.
I got a new job, and I cannot be on the board as much. I can't even use the chat. So, well, for the NIM chat for the lunchtime show. So,
right.
You guys are talking about something or reacting to something on the chat today, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
We need to keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, actually, Bill's been pretty good about it. And one of the reasons I'm calling is to apologize to Bill.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because I've been listening to Mulberry for, as you know, a very, very long time. And ever since you got, like, a high-definition stuff, you've been talking about how great it is and how much more important it is to get it and how you won't get Rescue Me Seasons 1 and 2 until it comes out on HD, whatever. And I'm like...
Yeah.
Thinking to myself, my God, what a pretentious guy. What is he talking about? Who cares? And I got an HDTV, and you were right. So I apologize for thinking that you were pretentious, even though you had no idea I thought you were. But you were right.
That's the penalty that comes with proselytizing HD. You know, some people just think, you know, it's not that good. Stop it. You're being a, you know, stop bragging sort of thing. But it's not bragging. It's people, like, I genuinely want people to get into this stuff. It's the future. It's amazing. It changes the way you watch movies, television, everything.
It's absolutely amazing. If we actually, you can watch the Today Show on regular feed or HD on my cable system. And not that I really need to see Matt Lauer in HD, but, you know, you have the option, you know? I was watching Baseball Tonight last night, and the guy's hairpiece looks so obvious in HD.
Yeah, there are some people that, like, should not be in HD that it's really, really bad. Like, the makeup is caked on, the bronzer, the hairpiece.
You can see the wig. You can always see the wigs a little bit, the lines, and now you can actually see individual hairs coming out of the wig netting. And a close-up on Saturday Night Live.
What I like about Matt Lauer, you see the halo of his bald head through his thinning hair.
That's bad.
Yeah, I was going to... I'm going to curb my Ann Curry comments, I think, in case she's listening. She'll come after us.
You know, I thought she was scary in standard def. In high def, she's frightening.
I like how Ann Curry always changes her tone when she's talking about something serious. Like, she's hosting the show, she's talking about something really fun, all of a sudden I'm really serious. It's very important to talk about. It's like a switch goes off in her head, and it's so obvious.
Yeah.
When Matt Lauer does it, it's so good, you can't even tell he's switching over, you know?
Yeah, he does a seamless segue, where she, like, is walking in the dark with her hands out, looking for stuff. Like,
they give her some serious stuff to do on that show. Today she learned to pop a lock, or whatever that... hip-hop dancing is.
My favorite thing she ever did was God, what's his name? He was in that the movie, the one with Chris O'Donnell where they're climbing. Is it Terminal Velocity or something? I can't remember what it's called.
Oh,
where they had the
They're mountain climbing, right?
Yes. It was Scott Glenn. He was on the show promoting the movie, and they had a rock wall outside. And, of course, you know, Katie, you know, Matt, and Al couldn't do it. So Ann Curry did it, and he's teaching her how to climb the rock wall, and he is flirting with her the entire time. And she is so uncomfortable. It was absolutely hilarious. She's like, oh, you're so funny.
What the hell was the name of that movie? It's driving me
Vertical
nuts.
Vertical Limit.
Oh, that's it.
Vertical Limit. Terminal Velocity was the one with Charlie
It's
Sheen.
One of those titles that mean nothing.
Yeah.
But you can't say it like that. You have to say Vertical Limit.
The best part of that movie was people blowing up for no reason. Like, we've got to transport this explosives. They're leaking. Oh, no. Boom.
Hey, Brock, have you been listening to Nowhere in Mulberry Live on Fridays?
Not live. I've been listening to it on the train on the way in. I just listened to Friday's show with the guy whose name is escaping me, who does the stand-up comedy.
Antebird.
Annabert, yeah, and I was laughing my head off on the train, like out loud laughing. People started looking at me.
Nice.
Yeah, I did a few bits of stand up here and there, and he's absolutely right. I mean, I'm really happy I'm not doing it anymore because I'm just too happy a guy, I guess, to be able to do quality stand up because my life is nothing like a lot of people who do stand ups. They are really sad, hurtful people. And you think it's be laugh riot backstage before you go on. It is not. They are really depressed people.
That's so sad to find that out. It depresses me.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It's interesting. I mean, they're a lot of fun to drink with. Don't get me wrong. But
right.
Before a show, I mean, all the bad qualities of people, they're so nervous, you know, because they need that sick from stage that they really, if they don't get it, then they stay away. You know, you buy them a drink, let them soak, and then come back and talk to them after.
I never understood that, how, like, a comedian is so depressed, and yet they get their, like, their fix off the reaction of the crowd. Like, I remember when I was in high school, I went to a performing arts high school, and I loved getting out on stage and doing the acting and everything. It was like a high, but I don't understand the misery that goes along with it.
You know... I totally agree. So you went to a performing arts high school?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh. The Kappa. It was the Pittsburgh High School for Creative and Performing Arts.
So are you going to learn how to fly high?
You know what? It was so funny. The school looked like the Fame School. I mean, the
really?
Stairwells, the entrance... Everything, even the theater, it was hilarious.
I once got a free poster in the mail from something I signed up for when I was in elementary school with the Fame Dancers, jumping a big leap, and it says you can't fly if you're high. Don't do drugs.
And nice.
That was the coolest thing. I had it on my wall when I was a kid. I was like eight. I was like, that's the coolest thing.
Was Rocket Romano on in the poster?
it was his name Leroy with the dreads.
Yeah, he had a red afro.
Yeah, it's when he had hair.
No, isn't that Paul McCrane from the movie?
Yeah.
He had the red afro?
Yeah.
Now he's bald, so he's the guy on ER for a while.
Emil from RoboCop.
Then he taken out by a helicopter. Greatest thing ever.
There was a helicopter on Fame?
No, on ER.
First he got doused in toxic waste.
He got his arm cut off by a helicopter, and then a helicopter blew up and killed him. So,
yeah, I remember. I watched that. I was just kidding around.
Can you guys even...
You guys, I'm sorry.
By the way, Brock, ER premieres tomorrow on NBC.
It's like you guys own stock in GE or something.
It's Bionic Wednesday, Brock. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to boycott watching Chuck because all summer long those little heads kept popping up while I was watching other shows.
Oh, I hate
but
that.
But it's too good a show not to watch it. So
all during Heroes, I keep seeing the bionic woman's head at the bottom of the screen.
Wouldn't you prefer the sound effect comes across and she runs across real quick? That would be better.
Like, TNT has been real bad about that, and now to see NBC to do it, it drives me nuts. I want to know what petition I can sign, who I can call to get that crap off the screen.
I don't understand why nobody has come up with like a light gun that you could hook up to your TV, and whenever that shit pops up, you could shoot it.
Oh, that would be
and,
fun.
Like, they'll die on screen, like their heads will explode or something.
Nice.
Yeah, I would find that much more entertaining than the ad.
You're on to something,
I don't
Bill.
Watch Saving like, Grace. I do not like watch Saving could, Grace on purpose because of this reason.
Oh,
you
yeah.
could kill all the people in those Viva Viagra commercials. You could just blow their heads off with light guns.
Well, that would drive me nuts about The Closer. You're watching TNT and all of a sudden Kira Sedgwick walks onto a chair in the bottom of your screen. Or she was
TNT is the worst offender of that. They take up like 3/4 of the screen for their stupid ads.
It's like all of a sudden Treat Williams' head is on my screen while I'm watching, you know, Lord of the Rings or something.
It's like we need to remind you not to watch this garbage. Heartland.
Yeah, it's like I'm not gonna watch your show if you're gonna do that. Not gonna do it. And NBC needs to stop.
Yeah. Well, look, I got to get back to work, but I'm really happy you guys are on. Congratulations on your success. This is a great idea for you guys. I'm really happy for you. I'll try to listen as much as possible during the week, but I'm definitely in for the Friday show.
Do we need
always,
to start taking a collection for a high-def player for you there, Brock?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to – look, let's put it this way. I'm not going to spend money on one machine or the other until I know, A, what format's going to actually win this stupid war, and
yeah.
B, I can just direct download stuff. Why on earth – I could probably bypass this entire thing and just direct download stuff eventually and have to buy my entire – I just finished buying my library again off VHS. I'm not going to sit there and buy high-def stuff.
Just get yourself a nice up-converting player. That's
yeah,
all you
what
need.
I do.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, I keep all my standard def ones that I don't want to upgrade, and I use a OPPO player. It's a digital upgrading player that upgrades to 1080p, and they're the best out there. And they're region-free, so you can play any disc you want in it, and I would recommend it. It's $200.
Yeah, I saw that at Best Buy, and they tried to get me to buy it as an add-on, and I'm like, dude, I'm dropping $1,700. Give me a break, okay?
If you're going to buy it direct from them because they include all kinds of nice extras.
It's like,
so.
Sir, you need this $200 HDMI cable.
Oh, he tried to pull it on me, and I'm like, dude, get away from me.
Yeah, get out of here.
I can get it on eBay for $6.
Yeah, no kidding.
Seriously.
Yeah, you can get an excellent quality HDMI cable off monoprice.com for $6. Free shipping.
Absolutely.
And it's just as good as the $200 special ferrite core bullshit monster cable.
I think I saw an ad for that popped up when I was watching The Closer.
Yes.
Monoprice or monster?
It slithered across the screen like a snake.
You guys and just let them go.
All right, Brock, have a good one.
I have to go. Thanks a lot, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, that was nice. Brock.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a while. That's great. It's good to see that Brock is still around and that I've been vindicated.
Yes, he's gotten HD. And, you know, when... What was funny, when you would tell me, get HD TV, I wasn't like, no. I'd be like, yes, I know. But
I know.
It's so expensive.
I would torture you. I was so bad. I should have...
In reality, someone like me who loves watching film, especially on DVD, and also I love television, such as these new shows now, HD is awesome. I can watch Heroes in HD, I can watch Chuck, I can watch the new K-ville on Fox, Kitchen Nightmares, I can watch Dirty Sexy Money in HD, I can watch Reaper in HD. All these new shows are in HD, and they're gorgeous.
Yes, and you can see the Man Woman in HD.
Yes, I can't wait.
I'm obsessed with that. I cannot understand the Man
Woman. The Office is in HD. My Name is Earl's in HD.
And they, you know, The Office looks great because they use those, you know, standard high-def handheld cameras.
Yeah.
The clarity, it's real crisp and almost three-dimensional. Plus, what a lot of people need to understand is, like, Redler said he can't tell the difference. That's mostly because the TVs you're seeing it on aren't calibrated properly.
Right.
They probably are washed out. They just look, you know, the contrast is too high, brightness is too low kind of thing. If you have your TV properly calibrated, it looks terrific.
Right. When you're in the store, it's just too much color, just all washed out.
Yeah.
I actually think Ann Coulter's kind of hot.
Yeah, I think it's that, you know, again, she's got a bit of a man face, but I would...
Man face? What?
You know, well, she's got a butter face. Everything's good butter face. And, but I would just, I would bang the crazy friggin' conservative ideals right out of her.
I gotta say, I was just kidding. I think she's nasty. But
I would,
you, like,
I
joked
would
on
totally
if I said that.
I would screw her brains out.
She is like, it looks like a skeleton or something. Skeletor.
Nah, I don't know why. Maybe it's because I find her so repulsive.
She is very, extremely repulsive.
That I would just, like,
it's not,
I don't know.
It's not right to hit a woman, but I'd punch her in the face. I don't know why. I just go, I don't know why she has that kind of face. I'm sorry for punching her.
Donkey puncher.
Donkey puncher. Good Lord, man.
Hey, at least it's something I can say without it being vulgar. No, hey, most people don't know what the hell a donkey punch is.
Hey, it's work safe.
Yeah.
It's not, hey, we've had our phone system seems to be working, Bill. Not bad. We've talked
somebody
to Stephen and Brock. No, I haven't.
Oh, I was going to say, we only got 3 minutes left. Yeah. We can't talk.
No,
to
I was just saying, it was today compared to yesterday, our phone system seems to be working fine.
Yesterday was a disaster.
We ran the phone line directly to the food court, and everything seems to have gone well. But yesterday,
and I guess tomorrow we'll talk about classic gaming.
Yes, we will, and we'll talk about dirty, sexy money.
I should be getting my Atari 5200 today.
Ooh, nice. You know, I remember the commercial when I was younger, when the 5200 was coming out. On the commercial, it showed a guy playing Pac-Man on his TV. Then you hear, bing, boo, someone's at the door. He hits pause.
No way.
And he goes to answer the door. And when you're watching, when I was watching, I went, oh, my God, you can pause the game?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
What I remember about Atari was the 7800 came out just before Nintendo, or maybe it was after. And it was nowhere near as good as Nintendo, and they you actually had to buy a separate cartridge to save your game scores. And, oh, I was like, dude, you guys aren't thinking this straight.
It's like
you
need to think of the big picture better than this. Maybe I remember Zelda had a battery in it?
Yeah, it did. In fact, I had to replace the battery in my gold Zelda cartridge not long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucker finally wore out, huh?
Yep. I lost my Ganon defeating Zelda character.
Well, Bill,
Link.
You ready to wrap this sucker up?
Yep, I think we got 30 seconds.
All right, guys, that's the lunchtime show. Have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. We hope you enjoyed it. We loved it. We love you.
We love everything.
Remember, guys, Bionic Wednesday. Don't buy into the hype. It's not Bionic Wednesday. It's a whole marketing ploy. Nowhere at Mulberry.com. Check us out.
TimPodcast@gmail.com. Email us.
You're listening to Talk Radio X, the talk of Mulberry.